Protective Pillar of Light. In the beginning, when individuals came forth, there was a natural protection around each one. It was not a self-conscious creation. As the discord of mankind increased, rents and tears were imposed upon it, and it diminished more and more, till it was practically gone. Now we need to go into action, apply the law, and again build this pillar of protection, this time consciously. Being a conscious creation, it cannot be dissipated as before. In some teachings, something is known about this protection, but it has been more or less vague. Sometimes it is called tube, belt, or circle. The pillar of light originally was about 9 feet in diameter. It was really the stream of light from the presence, or silver cord. As mankind became more and more discordant, the silver cord became smaller and smaller. That was in mercy to the outer self, because if too much energy were released into its use, it would annihilate itself by misqualifying the energy. The silver cord is made up of a stream of electronic energy. That is the stream of life, and the connection of the outer self with its source. It is pure energy, primal life, unqualified. It takes on the qualification according to the free will of the individual. This primal life is elemental substance which is charged or vowed to obey the creative principle, to obey the threefold flame in the heart, according to free will. That is how mankind has created discord and also the accumulated good in the causal body. This protective pillar is a tube or pillar of pure light substance, invisible to the ordinary sight, but can be seen with the inner sight. It is not hollow inside like a tube. There is light all the way through like a pillar, in, through, and around your body, for a radius of about 3 or up to 9 feet, condensed at the outer edge like a crust to make it impenetrable to anything not of light, divine love. In the beginning, it is usually better to visualize it only 6 feet in diameter until one has gained a momentum. It is charged in, through, and around the physical body. It extends from above the head to below the feet, giving protection to the inner bodies as well as the physical. Have the feeling, the consciousness of it as a live thing, an action, not as a cut and dried mold or form. It is light in action. It is vibrating. It can be drawn forth from your presence of life and through daily application become absolutely invincible to discord or anything not of light. God, good. Not one thing can go through that pillar of light. You know all evil returns to the sender. When we get our protection around us, it is reverted right back. Otherwise, it is a more lengthy process. There are cases of those known as masters in India who can stand and let someone shoot at them with a .22 caliber rifle. The bullet goes to about 3 feet from the body, flattens, and falls to the ground. This shows it came up against something, an obstruction it could not penetrate. That is the master's pillar of light, which he has drawn around himself. This has been witnessed many times by travelers in India and by army and navy men in service. This pillar of light is formed by the release of light, energy from the presence. It is projected from its hands, heart, or head, and also by the intensification or expansion of one's own light through the points of light in every cell of the body. Aside from protection, the pillar of light is a constant radiance of perfection, pouring off and absorbed by your bodies. The very atmosphere is electronic substance. The presence might gather it to make this pillar of light invincible. It is up to you to keep the feeling so harmonized that discord won't break through. We should then always maintain harmony in the feelings. Power of qualification, vision, and attention are your weapons of invincible protection. Speak to your own God presence in love as you would speak to a father. Beloved magic I Am presence, project and establish, intensify your protective pillar of pure substance of light in, through, and around me, charged with your invincible protection, all-powerful and impenetrable, which keeps me absolutely insulated to everything not of the light, and keep it sustained. Make and keep me ever sensitive to you and your direction, and immune to all imperfect vibratory rates. Then visualize it in, through, and around your physical body for about 3 feet, or as far as your outstretched arm will reach, seeing the edge crystallized. When you feel it has been established, you can then use intensify in place of project and establish. Of course, it must be understood that this pillar of light is an inner action, therefore a four-dimensional activity. The pillar of protection is pliable and will bend or conform to circumstances. It can give protection to you from destructive forces emanating from a person sitting next to you or even touching your physical body. To charge the body, to recharge yourself quickly, close the pillar of light at the bottom. When you feel sufficiently energized, mentally open it again and have the consciousness of it being open. Otherwise, one can get an overcharge. Ordinarily, see or visualize it open at the bottom, extending on down below your feet into the earth, except when you are low in energy and feel the need of more energy and wish to charge yourself. Then see it closed about 3 feet below the feet. You can call to the presence to charge you with Herculean strength and energy. Something like this. My magic I Am presence, charge, charge, charge me with your Herculean strength and energy and perfect health. In privacy, you can raise your hands to the presence, and as if you took the substance from the presence, charge it into your world by charging and drawing your hands down at your sides. To many people, it gives a feeling of actually being done, whereas just speaking alone does not. It helps convince the outer. Since it is the feeling that really brings results, it is well to do whatever will give one the feeling of it being done. When you feel replenished, see again the pillar of light open at the bottom. For strength, visualize the ray of light from the presence and in it a touch of blue. When contemplating the presence and feel yourself expanding, be sure the pillar of light is open at the bottom. Aside from your call for protection with your attention held on the presence, which is perfection, that is a protection in itself because there is no quality or imperfection to attach to or draw in. This pillar can become invincible protection against everything of a discordant quality in the outer world. Thereby, one can be disconnected from the mass pressure of discord of mankind that is in the atmosphere. One must have more than ordinary protection when entering this stream of life. In the morning, charge the pillar of light with cosmic divine love. You can charge it to dissolve every particle of discord you contact that day. Also charge it with acceptance and confidence of power of light. This protection was also called forth for our beloved Americas by the students, individually and collectively. After the war broke out in 1942, it was seen by some people on board a ship a few miles out in the Pacific Ocean and reported in a newspaper. Circle of Blue Flame. Because of the tremendous discord in the atmosphere of Earth, Sanat Kumara, known as Ancient of Days in the Bible, offered assistance and protection for those stepping upon the pathway of light. The students on the path moving in the outer world could not draw forth of their own accord enough light for their protection against the great pressures of discord. Sanat Kumara offered, at the students' calls, to place the blue flame of his divine love outside the protective pillar of light as added protection. It is sustained by their daily acknowledgement and calls for it. Sanat Kumara has since been replaced by Lord Gautama, therefore we now call to him instead. Always give your attention to your own presence first, then to the beings or activities which can assist you, those whom you wish to invoke. The call can be made in this manner. My magic I Am presence and beloved Lord Gautama, surround my protective pillar of light with your circle of blue flame and give me whatever added protection is required. I thank you. Then picture this circle of blue flame completely surrounding your pillar of white light. See it about 4 inches thick. Armor of Light. A person can also call forth and draw an armor of light around himself for protection. Picture, visualize it made of golden light substance fitting closely around the body. It is similar to the ones used in ancient warfare, with helmet and all, similar to those worn by the crusaders and warriors. And where did they get the idea? From the inner, of course. As the psychic or astral realm came into being, the masters and beings would enter that realm to give assistance. They devised for themselves an armor of light for protection from those forces. They entered that realm to give assistance that was required by discarnates. Those are individuals having passed through so-called death, caught in the psychic realm.